Like the well-oiled engine in a vintage Lamborghini, the Fast and Furious franchise has managed to chug along well past its expected lifespan. There have been 8 movies in the series proper, and it's to the point that we now have a standalone spin-off with the ungainly title of Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. Though it features mechanized super soldiers, a killer pathogen, the destruction of an abandoned Ukrainian nuclear plant, and a fleet of supermodel secret agents, it's practically minimalist in comparison to its delightfully overblown predecessors. This movie is more in the tradition of classic buddy cop comedies than gadget-heavy action spectaculars, and because Dwayne Johnson, that's Hobbs, and Jason Statham, that's Shaw, have been posed as rivals in previous Fast and Furious entries, the former Secret Service agent against the former Special Forces assassin, you can probably guess that they'll be forced to team up here. They're really not so different, Hobbs and Shaw. Your standard mismatch buddy film tends to pair a by-the-book stickler with a loose cannon, but these guys are cut from the same brawny, blustery cloth, both raised within criminal enterprises and now with conflicted feelings about the law. They're so stubborn that it isn't until the 2-hour mark, and I clocked it, that one of them helpfully observes, "It's time to start working as a team. You think?" If Shaw does have a foil in the film, it's his own sister, Hattie, played by Vanessa Kirby, who has undermined her family's corrupt background to become an MI6 agent. Hobbs and Shaw are brought together because they need to track her down. She's become the host body for a virus known as Snowflake, which was developed by a shadowy terrorist organization and, were it to be unleashed, would liquefy the internal organs of half the world's population. In pursuit of Snowflake, and therefore in pursuit of Hattie, is a cybernetic villain called Brixton, played by Idris Elba, who not only wears a bulletproof suit that can anticipate blows, but has robotic implants that make him some kind of off-brand Terminator. He turns out to be yet another blockbuster villain whose grand plan involves thinning out the populace in order to save the planet, and even though he and Shaw have a personal history, he's not all that interesting. The same goes for much of the film's wanton PG-13 violence. The heroes shoot automatic weapons into busy city streets, drive straight through double-decker buses, and detonate explosives in public spaces. But it's okay because there are somehow no innocent civilians around to get hurt. This series has become known for over-the-top, physics-defying action sequences, but Hobbs and Shaw offers mostly generic gunfights and hand-to-hand combat sequences, and yet another chase in one of those abandoned warehouses with plenty of catwalks to dangle off of and panes of glass to crash through. This is really a dual star vehicle, and Johnson and Statham are as winning as ever, but their exasperated back and forth, amusing in small doses in the earlier films, really strains at feature length. Shaw is the glowering but dense cynic, while Hobbs proves he really was named after the philosopher for all the Nietzsche he quotes. Though perhaps Freud would be a better reference point here, because the movie and its main characters have such a fascination with genitalia, bragging about their own and ridiculing each other's, that I felt like I had paid admission to some kind of cinematic psychological study. It really isn't until the final act that the movie veers off in a new and unexpected direction, as Hobbs returns to his childhood home in Samoa and enlists his sprawling extended family to fight off Brixton and his men. Their matriarch has tossed out their arsenal of weapons, so they're forced to rely on the tactics of their ancestors, deactivating the villain's computerized guns and activating booby traps in a true battle of digital versus analog. It's a refreshing change of pace from your garden variety gunfight, and it culminates with a daisy chain of scrap metal cars that goes swinging off a cliff and Hobbs pulling a helicopter down from the sky with the sheer bulk of his biceps. Hobbs and Shaw feels less like a standard Fast and Furious movie than one of Guy Ritchie's smirking tough guy movies, particularly with the presence of Ritchie regulars Statham and Elba, and that seems to be intentional. I like the idea of this series breaking away from its increasingly outlandish, complicated main storyline and taking its characters on little side quests, though I hope they come up with fresher ideas the next time around. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.